Hare Krishna, dear children and families, tonight is story Irawantine, the deliverance of Nalakuvara and Managriva. Previously in Mother Yasoda Bin's Lord Krishna, the early morning in Vrindavana was calm and fragrant as Mother Yasoda lovingly stirred fresh milk. While the sweet scent drifted through the house, little Krishna's curiosity led him to the butterpot shopping for a taste, with a heart full of affection and playful longing head tip to ed through the courtyard, his eyes sparkling with excitement. Mother Yasoda soon realized her dearly beloved son was up to mischief and set out to gently catch him. Tonight we journey forward from that touching scene into the deliverance of Nalakuvara and Managriva. After his sweet adventure, Krishna was bound by the waist to a heavy wooden grinding mortar agent for punishment by Mother Yasoda. The morning sun gleamed through the cottage, brushing his cheeks and curly dark hair with gold. Krishna gazed from the window, never sad but instead full of play and wonder, plotting his next mischief. Outside, the cowherd boys played, their laughter ringing in the air. Krishna's eyes fell into enormous Arjuna trees in the yard. Villagers often whispered about these trees shinting at a magical past. Once the trees had not been trees at all, they were Nalakuvar and Managriva, sons of Kubera, a celestial treasurer. Their pride had grown so strong that Narada Munith, the saintly sage, turned them into trees to teach them humility. Yet in great compassion, Narada blessed them, saying, "Lord Krishna will touch you one day and set you free." Forages, the brothers waited silent and still as trees, learning patience and humility. Tied to the mortar, spirited Krishna began cray. Ling outside, each movement making his ankle bells dance. The mortar so larger rumbled and bumped along behind him, leaving wiggly lines in the earth. Soon he arrived at the twin trees. Krishna paused, sunbeams dappled the ground, painting funny shapes over his little hands. He glanced upward at the towering trunks as if deciding what to do. With a little giggle, he squeezed between them, dragging the mortar, which was just wide enough to get stuck. Krishna pulled with all his might. The trees shivered and the leaves above rustled like whispers. Suddenly, a loud crack showed. The trunks began to sway. Birds flew up, start led. With another joyful tug from Krishna, both massive Arjuna trees toppled to the earth, crashing down in a storm of dust and leaves. All of Vrindavan Arantosi villagers gasped as they saw their beloved Krishna unharmed between the fallen gents, but the wonder was only beginning. From the midst of the dust, two glowing forms gently rose, Nalakuvara and Managriva, free from their tree shapes. Their faces glowed with joy and humility. They bowed deeply to Krishna and spoke with trembling voices, "O merciful Lord, we were chained by your pride, but your grace has set us free. We forgot kindness and lost our way. Now you have blessed us and our hearts belong only to you forever." Little Krishna smiled, eyes shining with love. The brothers offered heartfelt prayers, promising to serve the Lord with humility. Overjoyed, they rose into the sky, returning home at last free by Krishna's mercy. The villagers could hardly believe their eyes. "How did this little boy do such a thing?" some whispered. Many felt they had witnessed a divine miracle. Mother Yashoda, overwhelmed with love, rushed to auntie her preciouses. On hold him close, Vrindavana was filled with a wind, a secret happiness. Everyone felt they had seen the touch of the divine and knew in their hearts that Krishna, though appearing as a sweet, playful child, was truly special and full of mercy. This pastime shows that Krishna is always merciful to everyone, even those who have made mistakes. He does not hold grudges. Instead, he gives chances for transformation and forgiveness. Nalakuvara and Managriva, once proud and careless, were waiting patiently as trees until Krishna's divine touch released them. Krishna Sakt teaches us to let goofy go and sincerely ask for forgiveness. The Lord's pleasure lies in our devotion and changed hearts, not our past faults. When Krishna blesses us with his mercy, Wedu can become kind and devoted. Just like the two brothers became after meeting him, every loving act in service increases his blessings. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Always be humble and never let pride close your heart. 2. Krishna's mercy can free anyone from mistakes when we sincerely pray. 3. Forgiveness is powerful and brings true happiness. 4. Serving Krishna with love is the best way to please him. Even when things seem impossible, Krishna can transform the situation with ease. Dear Lord Krishna, source of kindness and forgiveness, please help me to be humble like a tree in all way. As free from pride, just as you delivered Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Har Har. May I sleep in your protection tonight, surrounded by your love and grace. Good night, dear Krishna. Next time in Story 01, Krishna protects the calves from Vatsasura and Bakasura. A new adventure unfolds as Krishna watches over his calves and friends. Surprising visitors appear, but Krishna's cleverness and devotion shine in the gentle Vrindavanam pastures. Don't miss.